Accession number 12276, reel 3.
Mr. Cook, reel 3.
Yes, well, when I got on board the Veteran, we sat around on deck. It was in the middle of the night too. But eventually we went and we laid down on the top of the lockers in the forecastle mess of the Veteran, and we tried to amuse ourselves. But anyway, they give us plenty of food, and that was one good point. And some of the ship's crew start talking to us, and that made us very happy. And one of them said, "We're getting near Aberdeen now." After a few hours, and he said, "We're getting some fish from one of the trawlers, that's passing trawlers." And true enough, we got fish, a bulk of fish on board. And one of the lads in the crew was an ex-fisherman, so he volunteered to get cracking, and we had a good fish supper that night. The first night out of the Faroes, going past Aberdeen. And of course we had nothing else to worry about, and when we got to Rosyth, there we went into Rosyth, and the alongside in the near the dockyard, it was near the dockyard, yeah, alongside, and people came on board to see us, and they didn't chat a lot, but they told us we'd be going to hospital. So they took us to Port Edgar Hospital, which was on the other side of the Firth.
Near Edinburgh.
Of the Forth, yeah. On the other side. It was further outboard, you know, towards the river. There, towards, what they call it, Queensferry, is it? But anyway, we went to Port Edgar, and they dropped us, they put us on the quay, and we waited, and we went into the hospital. I think the ambulances took us from the quay into the hospital, and there we were told we'd be going to Aberdeen, to Kingsseat Hospital. But I think some naval officers came, and some writers, and took statements from us whilst we were in Port Edgar. I'm not positive, but I think they did. Asked us a story about it. And then we about 2 or 3 days later, they took us away in an ambulance up to the Waverley station, and into a hospital coach, a train coach, and we're in bunks there, and we got out at Aberdeen, and it took us an ambulance from Aberdeen up to Kingsseat Hospital, which was about 13 miles away from Aberdeen station. And so I was in Kingsseat Hospital for a while, and the doctor was Dr. C.C. Ongley. I'm sure it was C.C. Ongley. Ongley. And he came from Newcastle.
What were you being treated for?
He was a blood specialist, and were treated for frostbite, lack of vitamins, and that's what they did. They give us as much, you know, plenty of food, And he even started and gave us a bottle of beer, a small bottle of Guinness or beer every day. Export, I think it was. Export or Guinness. You could choose. And we had plenty of food. And rice pudding was, they had made stacks of rice pudding for people with stomach upsets. And we used to get the what was left of it, extras, to try to put some weight on again. And then we went to Aberdeen, to the Royal Infirmary for cardiograph treatment, not treatment, but cardiograph examination. And just for a day, we were back again. They took x-rays and cardiograph. And I came out okay. It was just the pain after that. And I stopped in hospital until somewhere in about August or something. And then they sent us back to Devonport.
So were you then fit for service?
Well, I was still attending hospital.
As
I had
an
to
outpatient.
As an outpatient at Plymouth, the Plymouth Stone, what was it?
Stonehouse.
Stonehouse Hospital. I was for a few weeks, and I went with a chap called Pasco, who was one of our survivors from Truro. And him and I used to go three times a week or something like that. I think three or four times a week. And then I had to go to the Defiance after that. I went to the Defiance, the torpedo school, after I was okay, you know, well, felt all right again. And I said, I would like to qualify. You see, I was acting torpedo officer's writer. I hadn't qualified. I was acting.
If I could just stop you there, because I'd like to go back to the Glorious and ask you one or two more questions.
Oh, I see.
About it. Can you tell me what you remember about the captain, Doyley Hughes?
Yeah. Well, all I remember about him, not from what I've read,
but from your own personal
story. Yeah. I just remember him being the skipper on the flight deck, and of course I was being cinema operator, and I used to show the pictures, you know, to the crew on certain days, officers on a Sunday and that sort of thing. And I never really came and except seeing them on the bridge, and when I was loading tin fish, you know, for practice tin fish. We used to often send collision head, tin fish with collision heads on, and the aircraft used to drop them and then pick them up and put them back in the racks afterwards, blow them through and put them back. And, but apart from that, I never had anything against him at all, not at all, from our point of view. I was rather surprised that... I know it's a late date to talk about him, but I never had any.
What do you remember about the Glorious going to Norway and
what
did that
man? Oh yes, the yes, well, I remember going up to, we picked up aircraft at the tail of the bank. That's Greenock. And they were hoisted on board the Hurricanes. Yeah, I remember those coming on board.
Do you remember anything that happened whilst you were up in Norwegian waters?
Oh yes, when the first time we went, we went with the Ark Royal, and we the Ark Royal, yes, the Hood, I'm sure the Hood was there, and it was quite a big, a decent sized force, and we were constantly getting air raid alerts, and on one occasion there was a bomb dropped just alongside the ship, and the splash came right over. Remember that? It didn't splash me, but the fella who had splashed was a gunnery type, you know, and he got a shock. He nearly fainted with a splash.
Was any damage done to the ship?
No, not our ship, no. And we got through okay, but I think we stopped there altogether about 2 or 3 weeks, and then we came back, and then we picked these hurricanes up. It wasn't the first time. We had our normal complement of you know, tin fish and things then, but when we went to drop the hurricanes, it was to put them on the ice floor. They flew off and went on the ice floor, so we were told, and then of course when we come back, when we got the signal to come back, it was on the 8th of June, and it was very early in the morning, and they all start landing, and we were asking each other, the crew, you know, there, anybody, asking, have you heard, has any more hurricanes landed? How many is there now? I think there was 18 went out, and of course the tale went that there was 10 had come back, and I think eventually it was about 10 or 12 or something. And there was one of those chaps, survivor, was called Leggett, and he was a petty officer pilot, and it was the first time I'd seen a petty officer pilot on a carrier, but he was one of our survivors, Leggett, and I don't know where he came from, of course. And his feet, it was said by the rest of the survivors that his feet weren't so bad, because he was wearing his flying boots and he kept them on.
Coming back to the Carley float, how many people do you think started off on the Carley float?
Well, I worked it out whilst I was on the ship, on the Carley float, that there must have been far too many. And I would have thought that a Carley float would only hold about 35, something like that, that size Carley float. But they were inside, they were standing alongside each other.
So there were dozens?
There were 40. I worked it out at the time, and I would say about 47. I had to include myself, but 46 others than I was, and then me. And I think about 47.
How long do you think you were on the Carley float for?
Well, I think about 2 days, between two days and 19 hours, I think. But maybe a little bit less. But I worked it out at the time, at 2 days, 19 hours. Maybe it was a bit less, you know, but...
And you had nothing to eat or drink?
No.
But you'd had that food before you went on it?
Yes. And the doctor up in Kingsseat Hospital, him and his writer came in one day and asked us questions about my experience, you know, just about food-wise and that. And I told him about going and having a good tuck in at tea time.
What do you think you ate?
Possibly about 4 slices of bread and about two penneth of cheese, which was about a quarter cheese in those days. And they said, that's done you good.
And the doctor, tea as well, presumably.
Oh, yes.